So we'll continue from our yesterday's topic. In the second para of this purport, Prabhupada says, Brahmaji confirms here with that only a person who have developed the desirable qualities can enter into the kingdom of God. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the devotee's desirable qualities are described to be 26 in number. They are stated as follow. He is very kind. He does not quarrel with anyone. He accepts Krishna consciousness as the highest goal of a life. He is equal to everyone. No one can find fault in his character. He is magnanimous, mild and always clean, internally and externally. He does not profess to possess anything in this material world. He is a benefactor of all living entities. He is peaceful and is a soul completely surrendered to Krishna. He has no material desire to fulfill. He is meek and humble, always steady, and has conquered the sensual activity. He does not eat more than required to maintain body and soul together. He is never mad after material identity. He is respectful to all others and does not demand respect for himself. He is very grave, very compassionate and very friendly. He is poetic, he is expert in all activities and he is silent in nonsense. So these are the qualities actually one should possess. Or you can consider the person as a devotee when he has all these qualities. It's in Chaitanya Chaitanya. He is very kind to everyone. This quality he possesses because He always tried to work for the benefit of living entities. And the most beneficial thing that he can do it for the living entities to give them Krishna consciousness. Then the next quality that has mentioned here, that he does not quarrel with anyone, because he knows the time factor and how it is important. Avyarth kalatma. He follows the principle of not wasting time for anything else other than, or investing time in anything else other than remembering the Lordship. And quarreling means nothing but putting forward our own ego. So he does not quarrel to anyone. As yesterday we discussed in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the devotees are called as Ajatashatru. Ajatashatru means who does not have any enemies. If he does not have any enemies, then how he will fight with anyone? Because he considers the Krishna consciousness as the highest goal, he is always working on that. Each and every moment, he thinks that how he should progress in that path. And whatever is pratikula, unfavorable for that, he keeps them aside. He is equal to everyone. Why is he equal to everyone? Because he knows sarvatra vasati iti Vasudeva, who resides everywhere, that is Lord Vasudeva, and he considered each and every living entity's heart is a sitting place of their Lordship and Lord present in their hearts. So he is equal to everyone. He sees everyone as a soul, not as a body. And that's why there is no difference for him in the caste, creed, nationality and location of the living entity. But he is more concerned about their consciousness, which is absorbed in serving their Lordship. And because he himself is connected with the Lord, and Lord Achyuta, who is free from all faults, so being with the Lord, he also becomes Adosha, because he sees the Adosha Darshi. So no one can follow, or no one can find any faults in his character. And he is magnanimous. He is magnanimous because he gives Krishna consciousness to each and everyone. Jaradeka tarakahe Krishna upadesh. Mild and always clean, mrudu. His behavior, his talk is always soft. And he always remains clean. Because, as explained in the scripture, the mrudu bhashya is the key for successful relationship. And devotee, as he considers each and every living entity as the part and parcel of the Lord, considering them as the soul who are residing at the lotus feet of the Lord, he always wanted to have a mild nature, so that he can have a wonderful relation with the devotees. And he is clean internally and externally. Because cleanliness is next to godliness. Wherever there is a purity of a heart and cleanliness of the body, people really get attracted to that. And the living entity makes a tremendous progress in his spiritual life. And generally he does not have any possessive nature. Even though it is said that devotees are daksha, expert. Expert means who has a knowledge about all the subject matters. But still, they never profess that they possess anything material in this world. They don't have an ego in their heart. And he is a benefactor to all living entities. He is a well-wisher because he tries to give them Krishna consciousness. Whatever situation that living entity may be. Then he has conquered the sensual activities. Because he engages all his senses in the service of the Lord, the senses gets subdued and automatically they come under his control. Then further, he is peaceful and his soul completely surrendered to Krishna. Jitatmana prashantasya paramatma samahita. Once one has attended the shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, then that person becomes automatically peaceful. Because, as explained in Bhagavad Gita, लब्लब्ध्वाचापरं लाभं न मन्यते अधिकं तथा यस्मिन् स्थितेन दुःखेन गुरुणामपि विचाल्यते. Once he attains the lotus feet of the Lord, then he becomes so tranquil. Even in the biggest suffering comes in his life, he never gets distracted by that. Not only as sufferings, but even the desire to have a sense gratification, that also does not present in his heart. And that's why he is called as a nispruha. Spruha means desire. The person who does not have any material desire is called as a nispruha. So this wonderful quality that devotee possesses. And he always remained meek and humble. The person who understood himself insignificant, he always meek and humble because he does not have ego. And he realizes this. He is totally surrendered to the Lord. Because nothing in the world can save you. And he realizes that his full dependence on the Lord. So he always remains meek and humble. Sometimes people get puffed up because of their education, their knowledge, their beauty, so many things. But they don't realize that whether your most beautiful, handsome personality may be very intellectual person, but one day all are going to same place where all they are going to get burnt, that is crematorium. And devotee has a realization about that. So he does not make any sort of a show off. So he always remains meek and humble. He is always steady and has conquered the sensual activities. Yasmin sthitena. Once he attains the service at the lotus feet of the Lord, he never leaves that. He always remains steady at that. And automatically he conquers all the sensual activities because senses are fully engaged in the Lord's service. And he never asks anything or never collects anything. As Rupa Goswami says in Upadeshamrut, that devotees, they never accumulate more. Tyahara prayashasya, atyahara. They just gather that much which can keep their body and soul together to render service to the Supreme Personality of a God. And he never gets mad after material identity, because ultimately he knows everything in this material world keeps changing. So whatever position or identity I may have now, it may go tomorrow. So he never becomes mad after that identity. And he is always manada. He always gives respect to others. And return, he never accepts any sort of a respect. And because of that, he always remains grave and compassionate. And same time, he is friendly with everyone. Because he does not have any animosity, any envy to anyone. So he is always friendly to everyone. And he is a poetic. Means kavi. Kavi means who has well read, well heard, so that he can wonderfully compile or compose songs or essays in the glorification of the Lord. So these are the qualities that has explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita about the gold, about the devotees. And they never entangle themselves in unnecessary debate actually. They remain silent when they see the, some nonsense activities going on. And these are the qualities are required to go back home, back to Godhead. If we don't possess these qualities, and if we don't try to cultivate these qualities, and that can be cultivated in the association of devotees only. The person who has that qualities, in their presence only we can cultivate. Otherwise it's very tough. So whoever wants to go back home, back to Godhead, they should try to develop these qualities, which will help them to make a progress in their spiritual life. Hare Krishna.